This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host today, Dr. Jane Ruby. Well, it's all about truth in medicine. No compromise, no fear, and plenty of righteous indignation. Now, a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk to former pharmaceutical executive, Sasha Latipova, who has all of the receipts on this happy little marriage between our Department of Defense and the entire pharmaceutical industry, which very clearly is now running as part of our government. But first, I want to share with you a few issues that I've been focusing on in the last few months and since I was last here. Probably the most important information that I can get to you right now in terms of medical education, preparation, and protection is to warn everyone to avoid any kind of a flu shot. Avoid anything that is being claimed to be a vaccine. And let me show you why. Here's a short clip that I'm going to start with Pfizer's CEO, Albert Bourla, who was interviewed at the last meeting of the World Economic Forum. You're going to see his response when he was asked directly if this year's flu shots will contain the deadly mRNA technology. Please take a listen and a look.
Will be ideal because people will remember they can do it with other vaccinations like flu and can last.
Okay, flu, you raised it. Yeah. Where are you in developing? Because I think that's what you were originally doing with BioNTech. You were developing mRNA for flu. Where are you on a flu vaccine based on mRNA?
Oh, the studies are running. They have completely recruited. We are waiting for cases as they accumulate. It means that people have been vaccinated, placebo, vaccine, and the disease, some of them will get disease. And then we are waiting to unblind the data to see what is coming. I think we'll come in this year, in 2023.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. I mean, you can't guarantee a timeline depending on the clinical trial.
No, because
but your best guess, what would you think?
I think by the first half of the year, maybe.
First half of the year?
Yeah, June, July.
Well, he tells you right there, June, July. We are in July. And all of the flu shots that are coming down the pike do contain, by his word, the mRNA. And when he says, you know, we tested it against placebo, I want people to understand that what they are defining as placebo is actually comparing it to another, quote, vaccine or mRNA product. Very, very dangerous. And you know what? He's not the only criminal in this whole scenario. There are countless pharmaceutical chief executive officers that could and should be prosecuted right now. And when we come back from the break, I am going to get into a couple of others. But let me just share with you that these people are currently violating federal laws. They're violating the FDA regulations that prohibit companies from promoting drugs off-label. They can only promote a drug for that which it was approved. And with so many things under emergency use authorization, those are not approved products. But they're out there telling you when to use it. Albert Bourla tells people about the drug Paxlovid, that double antiviral, that people should get rebound, which more and more doctors are realizing. Their patients are getting rebound COVID symptoms. You can just take another round of it, like he's prescribing it for you. And he's not authorized on any level. He's a veterinarian, but he certainly is treating human beings and talking about them like they're animals. These are the people that should be prosecuted. They should be investigated at the very least. They should be indicted. But everything is silent in Congress, isn't it? When congressional members say, look, I've had hearings. I'm doing the best I can. It's not the best they can. And they have power to do so much more. And you can add them to the list, or my list, of war criminals. When I return, we'll look at a couple of other CEOs that are committing crimes that are essentially war criminals against humanity. I'll be right back.
It's been 3 years since we had it. We got it back in stock, the amazing 30 parts per million, highest quality colloidal silver and all the great things and all the great uses, back in stock, limited supply, InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And it's a very limited supply, but we have it back, InfoWarsStore.com, silver bullet, colloidal silver. The InfoWars Live silver bullet, colloidal silver, has returned. Silver bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes to ensure for a truly unique product that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. It is amazing. It's got thousands of reviews, five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet returns to InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get some Super Female Vitality, some Turbo Force, some Brain Force, and some Brain Force Ultra.
I've started down this path of pharmaceutical CEOs who are essentially war criminals by any definition. And so you just saw in the first section there a little clip by Albert Bourla, who is the Pfizer CEO, who is just out there just running amok. He knows he's not going to be prosecuted for promoting his products off-label. He knows he's not going to be prosecuted for promoting bioweapons, terrorist attacks on the American people. And then there is Stefan Bancel from Moderna, you know, the company that the U.S. government actually created with Anthony Fauci's checkbook. And this guy proudly brags that his company is developing a combination shot for your convenience, because it's always for your convenience. It's always for your good, right? Well, this magic bullet, he says, this little combination could have up to 10 mRNAs in it. Wow. He says that this will have, at the very least, your updated COVID-19 booster combined with your seasonal flu shot, which will be more mRNA. And, of course, it'll have embedded in it the RSV vaccine, respiratory syncytial virus, which is really the fake name for another version of the common cold. And lastly, I want you to be aware of the founders of the German company BioNTech. Remember the company that partnered with Pfizer on Comirnaty and the other supposed equivalent product of their C19 shot? Because this husband and wife couple are off to the races, as if they didn't make enough money, and probably billions personally, from the first round of C19 shots with Pfizer. They are now creating what they claim is a cancer vaccine containing, you guessed it, more mRNA. I mean, you can't make this up. So they're actually causing cancers, and then they're developing a vaccine to help you avoid or cure it. Wow, that's kind of called double dipping, right? Well, the next thing I want to make you aware of, and maybe some of you have heard about the latest CDC and World Health Organization fear porn program that centers around a new kind of coronavirus, or rather a new conjured up version of a coronavirus. And this time it's called MERS, M-E-R-S, or Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. Wait a minute. I thought we were being, like, racist when we called SARS the Wuhan virus or the Chinese flu. Remember how President Trump was chastised for calling it the Wuhan flu or the China flu? Well, just like the recent malaria scare that they handed down, which kind of fizzled out, with something like 2 people in the world with a documented case for malaria. Don't forget, all these fear porn illnesses are diagnosed with the PCR, you know, the fake test that was recalled by the CDC itself just 2 years ago, but who they said, yeah, you could go ahead and still use it. And whose inventor, Carrie Mullis, said that there's no ability, the PCR has no ability to diagnose anything? The very same one. Just remember that even if they do a gain of function on any of these organisms and then try to drop them at the same, you know, the same early treatment of medications that alleviated a lot of the COVID infections will also work, according to some of my fellow medical professionals on the front line that I've talked to, meaning ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. So make sure that you're stocking up when it comes to just dealing with these fear porn attacks. And you notice how they come out with it, and then they just sort of fade away because they see that you're not all biting on that bait. And that's what you need to continue to do. Don't pay attention to it. Don't give it any credence, and certainly don't comply with anything that they try to bring about. Okay, the next thing I wanted to share with you that I think is really important is a story that I've broken in many different parts on APEEL. You should be aware that there is this toxic concoction primarily made up of mono and diglycerides, which are the components of fatty acids or triglycerides. They are falsely claimed to be natural and from food, but they fail to tell you that it's actually distilled using a collection of heavy metals whose residuals are likely still in varying amounts across your fruit and vegetables. You can't see it. You can't wash it off. You can't use any other chemicals to take it off. And in most cases, you may not even know it's there, because in many states, there's no requirement to put an APEEL label on it. And if we can bring up some of the pictures that I've brought along, there are a couple in particular that show you that there's this symbol. It actually looks like an innocent little apple, you know, with sort of the leaves popping out of it. And that is the symbol, whether the word is there or not, but it's the symbol for APEEL. This is a company that Bill Gates funded, the original development of the actual corporation, and he has continually, when you follow the money, he has continued to fund this company. When I posted this picture on my Twitter account, maybe just a couple of months ago, I couldn't believe the reaction. There were over 5 million views on it. And I show you these pictures. You can see the company spraying the toxic chemical. It's clear. Can't really see it, you know, on the fruit. And what it's supposed to do is to prevent you from seeing the wear and tear of like you see here on these apples, shriveling. You know, call me crazy, but I want to know when my fruit is no longer healthy to eat. And one of nature's ways of doing that is showing you that something is dried up. Maybe it's growing mold or other things on it, and it looks old. And that's your visual cue of protection not to eat it, because it could be harboring all kinds of bacteria, fungi, things like that. But this chemical is going to prevent you from seeing it. It's going to look absolutely perfect on the outside. It's an incentive for companies and produce handlers to get it, because they can sell more fruit and vegetables and throw out less. But you're not getting a healthy piece of fruit or vegetable. You're getting, not only are you getting something that has probably started to rot on some level in the inside, but you're also getting produce that is dangerous. It's got residual heavy metals on it. And if you add to it the dangers of the mono and diglycerides, think about it. Those are the components that make up triglycerides, which contribute to high blood fats that eventually can contribute to heart disease. So while you think you're eating healthy with your fresh fruits and vegetables, you're actually potentially compounding your intake of these fatty acids, these triglycerides that are going to shoot up your general cholesterol and other blood fat levels in your blood tests. So my suggestion is make contact with your local stores, your local Whole Foods, and tell them that you're not going to purchase anything with that kind of material on it, and that you're going to be watching. Because we've already seen a reduction in the use of these poisons from people all over the country that have taken note and that have made it a point to warn stores. Sometimes When they've talked to their grocers, the grocer brings it out. There's nothing on the fruit itself. The only sign that the APL is on that produce is that it's on the outer box. So it is worth talking to your local stores and making them aware of the fact that you're not going to be purchasing that and that they're going to have a whole lot more to throw out than they did before. So I thought that was important for you to know, since there was such a great response to it. And I think that being forewarned is forearmed. And these are very dangerous chemicals. There's been a lot of fact-checking that has tried to refute the work I've done, but to no avail, because I think people have done their own due diligence, and they've looked at the website for APL, and they've seen the lies, and they've seen the transparency. And who wants to believe that it's okayed by the FDA? Where does that sound familiar? When I return, we're going to talk to Sasha Latipova, who never disappoints. She's got all the receipts and all the proof. I'll be right back.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. I'm your very happy to be here guest host, Dr. Jane Ruby. Glad to be back with the gang. My guest today is somebody very special who I've worked with really since the beginning of the entire COVID scam in 2020. Sasha Latipova is actually from the original group, the Team Enigma, which was still is a fascinating group of analysts and researchers, some of them very much underground, who broke the information in the stories, like how bad is my batch, how dangerous some of these are by lot numbers, by looking backward from the VAERS reports and then matching them to lot numbers. Incredible, incredible work. And she's most recently, in the last year or so, been breaking all kinds of information with receipts and proof on how the DOD is actually running a mass genocide operation on the people of the United States. That's why I call it a bioterrorism attack on our citizens, in conjunction with the entire pharmaceutical industry that is now working without any supervision. All of the alphabet agencies except HHS are pretty much collapsed into, you know, slavery with the DOD and the pharmaceutical industry. So I'd like to bring Sasha on. I'm really excited that she had was able to be with me today. Sasha, great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Dr. Ruby. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, and it's been a while, so I'm really excited to get some updates from you. I know you work very closely with Catherine Watt, as well as Kevin McKernan, some other people we'll be talking about. But let's take people a little bit from the beginning. I did share with them, as you heard, you know, sort of your entree into this with Team Enigma. But the work you're doing now, let's get to, I want people to understand that we're not being hyperbolic and trying to be, you know, get clicks to say that your government is trying to kill you. So I'd like you to, you know, take us from a little bit of the beginning of how you've seen the proof and what has led you to agree with me on that and believe that.
Yes, I definitely wasn't in that camp from the beginning. In 2020, I just retired from pharmaceutical industry from about 25 years in pharma research and development, working with all kinds of pharma clients, with FDA. And frankly, I had, respect for the FDA. I thought that they were doing their job. I thought that the regulations were, burdensome, expensive, but for a good reason, because we didn't want to hurt anybody. And that's why you needed all these extensive studies, and that's why clinical trials would take so long and cost so much. And so, of course, I became concerned when they started pushing the whole idea of mRNA as prophylactic vaccine. I was frankly shocked at that time because I knew that this is an inherently dangerous product. And I knew that the FDA also knew about it and the pharma developers knew about it because that was very well documented through its history of research and failure and extensive documentation by the FDA in their regulatory guidances. So I was like, with this mountain of evidence in front of you and all this regulatory knowledge that you have, all of a sudden you made a 180-degree turn and said, well, this product that we previously would not even allow to test in breast cancer patients because it would be considered too dangerous for them. Now we're going to prescribe to force, actually, onto pregnant women and children. So that led me to complete, you know, stop and rethink what I know.
I appreciate that because I think the public needs to understand, as you just alluded to, we are aware of so much regulation in place that was ignored, that they looked the other way, that when many of us who were pharmaceutical insiders asked, hey, where's the human subjects review? package insert. It's almost empty. Why are you telling people to use this in pregnant women? Pregnant women were sacrosanct. That was one of my big red flags as well. So thank you for bringing that out, because I don't think the public understands how regulated the industry was. And for the most part, most companies complied with it. So take us from there.
Yes, exactly. I think the public was sold this idea that this was, oh, you know, it was just red tape, and we just overcame all the red tape that exists in FDA and pushed this. That's why this vaccine went on the market so fast. That's not true. It wasn't red tape. If it was just red tape, it would have been eliminated over time, because there is tremendous pressure to make R&D process more efficient, faster, and less costly. And that pressure existed all the time. So all of a sudden, they're telling you there is no red tape. It's like, well, you know what? We forgot all the construction codes, and we built this brand new casino. Come and play. Would you? I wouldn't.
Sure.
You know?
I mean,
so that's the same situation.
Yeah.
Same situation here. So that's why I became so concerned. That's why I started looking into the batches. I did find this huge variability, which confirmed my suspicion that this product was not cGMP compliant, because it wasn't possible to make it compliant in this period of time. And so I knew it wasn't cGMP compliant based on the variability of adverse events and deaths by each batch of vaccines. Some batches have very few, and some batches have thousands of adverse events and hundreds of deaths in them, and that's a huge problem that should never, never exist. And, you know, my colleagues are like...
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify, or ask you to clarify, for the public, because there's a lot of confusion around this term. It's a genetic term, and it's contamination. And I think the public gets a little, you know, involved in, well, is that dirt from, you know, when you talk about good manufacturing processes, is there something in the factory? No, this is DNA material that should never have been in there. But explain to the public why this is so important for them to understand DNA contamination in the shop.
Oh, yeah. So this came later, the confirmation of that this product is contaminated, dirty, and badly made by direct testing of vials. So this has gone on for a while all over the world. I'm in contact with many scientists who did it themselves. They found all kinds of problems in the direct testing. But the most important recent one was by Kevin McKernan, who is a genetic scientist, genomicist, and he has a genomics lab. He was, for a period of time, he was one of the managers or head of a human genome sequencing project at MIT. So he is a premier expert on this matter. And so he did testing of several batches of Pfizer and Moderna, both bivalent and monovalent vaccines, including pediatric ones. And he found that all of them were contaminated with DNA that is not supposed to be there at all. I mean, we call it contaminated, but because nothing has been done about it for such a long period of time, you can treat it as intentional adulteration. And, you know, as a law enforcement, if they were honest, they would treat it as an intentional act of bioterrorism. I mean, it fits all the requirements. But let's call it contamination.
Yeah, and
now.
Yeah, let's call it contamination. And for those, you know, just to give people another example, when I was in the industry, we had a drug that in the preclinical that, you know, six beagle dogs died. The FDA shut down the entire program for 2 years until the company could show that that would not happen in humans, and they were not allowed to go into clinical or human research after that. This is why this sort of thing is really, we know it's intentional when Sasha says it's intentional, because otherwise they would have either been halted or they would have halted themselves because of the bad PR. You know, we're coming up on a little bit of a break, Sasha, so I'm so happy that you can stay on a little bit longer. We have so much more to talk about, and I want to get into a little bit more about what Kevin McKernan found in his findings in terms of finding an old cancer promoter that used to be in the polio vaccine. Awful. So stay with me, and we'll be right back with Sasha Latapova.
We finally have our original best-selling colloidal silver back in stock. With the supply chain breakdowns and all the problems of the economy, we could not get the highest quality colloidal silver for almost 3 years back in stock. But now we've got it. 30 parts per million from the top lab. We got a limited shipment. Hopefully we'll have a lot of it in the future. But if you want to experience and have in your medicine cabinet, have in your preparedness arsenal,
high quality colloidal silver from the best manufacturer. We have it right now, private labeled under the name Silver Bullet at InfoWarsStore.com. Limited supply, 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet. Research colloidal silver. Find out what a game changer it is, and then get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet, back in stock, 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Watching the Alex Jones Show, and this is the fourth hour. I'm your guest host today, Dr. Jane Ruby. And when we went to break, we were talking with former pharmaceutical executive Sasha Latapova, and I just started to open up this issue of a finding recently by human genome expert Kevin McKernan, who also Sasha works with as well. I want to just give a little bit of background on this cancer promoter. It's called SV40. It is a promoter of cancers. It's not a monkey DNA. It's not a monkey gene. It's a promoter of cancers that somehow supposedly contaminated the polio vaccines in the 50s. And the presence of this sequence was found by Kevin McKernan. But what's really interesting about it, and I want to ask Sasha about this as well, is that around the same time, there's a Japanese researcher, a Professor Murakami from the University of Tokyo Science Center, who also found it independently. From what I can see in social media, there were no connections between Kevin McKernan and Professor Murakami. They both found the same thing. And I want to show you, there's a picture that I brought today of two gene sequences side by side. And this is important because what you're seeing on the left is what Pfizer submitted to the EMA, the European equivalent of the FDA. And it looks all innocent with a little, you know, it's a little genome laid out there for, you know, for the shots. What Kevin McKernan and individually Professor Murakami found is what you see on your right, which is all this extra stuff that wasn't included in the submission. And you'll find there's a lot in there. There's not only an SV40 cancer promoter, but you can, if you dig around in it, and you can find this on Kevin McKernan's Twitter, my Twitter, you'll also find some sequence material there that actually creates antibiotic resistance. Unbelievable. So I'd like to bring back Sasha Latipova, who's very well aware of these findings, and I'm sure she has talked to Kevin McKernan. Sasha, thanks for being with us today again. And what are your thoughts on this finding and the difference? Because you are very astute. You have gone through lots of FOIA documents. You haven't hired teams of people to do it. You've done it yourself, and you've looked at a lot of materials that are in the public domain now in detail. So share with us what your thoughts are on this SV40 and all these other things found.
Yeah, so Kevin's work is extremely important because he's done a lot of testing himself and he has the lab and expertise. Now, it has been replicated since, not just by the Japanese, but also by six independent other labs, other experts, some of them who doubted Kevin and wanted to show that he's wrong and found that he's correct and published and tweeted about it. So there's external validation. You know, this is the replication of the findings is the gold standard in science. So what he says is absolutely correct. There are numerous problems with this. One is that he found, first of all, he found huge contamination with what's called plasmid DNA. Plasmid DNA is technically it's raw material for making the RNA products or mRNA products. Mm-hmm. It's the first step of manufacturing because it's like a photo negative for your photo print. They make this DNA matrix because RNA is unstable and DNA is stable. They need to make a DNA matrix that codes kind of the opposite of what RNA is going to be. And in this DNA, in that DNA sequence is made into a circular sequence, single strand, and that's called the plasmid. And this particular material is taken up by E. coli cells in VAT. The E. coli bacteria, they are known to do this, and then they replicate quickly. And so this way, the DNA material is grown in the lab, and that becomes eventually the matrix that's used for RNA transcription. Now, the problem is that E. coli, obviously, this is a bacteria, and they need to be removed at the end of this first step of growing DNA, and that's called purification. So the E. coli need to be, first of all, they need to be broken by lysis, and then the material needs to be, the DNA material purified, and all the E. coli and plasmids, remaining plasmids that haven't that haven't lysed or, you know, whatever. So the remainder of it needs to be cleaned out. And that clearly has not been done because up to 30% of the vial is contaminated with this plasmid DNA. Now, the plasmid, the problem is that we have E. coli bacteria living in our gut. And so what happens when this material ends up in your gut where E. coli lives, they pick up plasmids, the plasmids that are in that injection. And they start replicating them, and your gut becomes the spike protein-producing factory. And you start shedding it into the environment.
Right.
To your relatives, to your colleagues. Right. That's how people get infected. Right. People do get infected with plasmids in the first place. Now,
this is huge. Because
it's huge, yes.
Is this the shedding? Would you say this folds into the shedding? Where some people do get symptoms and some don't. I'm sure there are other factors involved too. But
yeah, that's involved in shedding, this whole process of, you know, us processing this material, okay, through the system. It comes out in sweat and body fluids and in feces and, you know, excrement, whatever. So, like, that just is. That's how we exist. And that material gets into environment, and if you have people close by each other, they can infect each other. In fact, that's been known that in the lab, when people work with plasmids, there was in Washington State, people working with plasmids for this research purposes, they were found infected by those plasmids themselves in nasal cavities. So yeah. That's a big problem.
Yeah.
Sasha.
Yeah. Go ahead. I was going to say, people ask me every day in my social media, my Proton Mail, Dr. Jane Ruby, Proton Mail, they ask me every day, my partner got shot, I didn't, should I sleep with him, should I have intimacy, should I exchange, should I continue living? You're putting some pieces together that are starting to answer that in a not so great way for the people, but... Please continue.
It's not great news. Yeah. So the more important part is that, and I sent you a link about it. Unfortunately, we don't have time to cover it much, but look at it. At the University of Rochester, of all places, there is a lab called Dean Lab, Dr. Dean. Okay. And this lab, specifically their purpose is to study how we can use SV40 promoter to make sure that DNA plasmids enter into the nucleus of the cell without even outside of the process of cell division. So the SV40 promoter is the enhancer of making sure that plasmid crap gets into the nucleus of the cell. So when they're telling you that this thing doesn't change your DNA.
Yeah, they're lying, number one. Number two, are you suggesting that the University of Rochester, by doing this work you just described, it sounds... like gain of function, kind of like what David Martin says, it feels like gain of function, and that's gain of function.
It can, or it's just simply figuring out how we can transfect cells with whatever we want to transfect cells with. So that's how he will defend himself, and he'll say it's for medicinal purposes. But that's a cover for biodefense. That's all they dream about, how we can transfect the cells. So what these vaccines are doing are transfecting your cells with foreign material and making sure it gets into the nucleus of your cell, which won't make you a transhuman. It will just make you a very, very sick human prone to cancer. That's all it's going to do. But that's what people need to understand. That's what SV40 is. And by the way, that SV40 is not declared, incorrect, it wasn't declared on regulatory maps that they submitted, the Pfizer submitted. So they lied about it. They intentionally lied about it.
Well, lying is intentional, right? So they lied about it. It just gets worse and worse. But I think, Sasha, the value here, and I'm going to ask you to stay just a little bit longer because we are coming up on another break. But the value here is to keep teaching people what this is about. It's not as thick in terms of the science as you might think. If you just look at Sasha's work, by the way, I want to mention Sasha has a Substack called Due Diligence and Art. Please look it up. She does incredible work. Support her work because she's not sponsored by Pfizer. So Due Diligence and Art, Substack. We'll be back in a moment.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The Alex Jones Show, and I'm Dr. Jane Ruby, and I'm actually here on Band TV every day alongside Alex. Please remember to subscribe to my channel here on Band TV, and you can also find me on Rumble at Dr. Jane Ruby, as well as Twitter, Getter, Gab, and Telegram. Well, we're talking today with Sasha Latipova, who is an incredible researcher in her own right. Sasha, when we went to break, we were really getting into this SV promoter, the real meaning of contamination in these shots, meaning extra DNA with very dangerous codes that we're now learning. What are your thoughts on stopping what is very obviously an attack by our own government on all of us?
Yeah, the only way I know how is to make as many people aware as possible so that they can individually resist and, collaborate with others, find others, and talk to each other and say no. Because the way this is pushed on people is under lies and deception. The first of all is fear. They induce fear by all these fear-mongering fake diseases that they invent, monkeypox, RSV, MERS. It's just fake propaganda, telling them that there's this scary, scary pandemic. Pandemics don't happen. They don't exist, first of all. And then once everybody is sufficiently terrified, they drive them like cattle into self-destruction, to inject themselves and their children with these poisonous shots, absolutely poisonous shots. They're poisonous on many levels. I mean, we're discussing the most problematic one, which is transfection of the cells with DNA. But there are many other toxic components that many other people found, which is toxic metals, The fact that the Pfizer injection is a hydrogel, for sure, and nobody has ever described this as such, but it is hydrogel. And, so there are many problematic things with it, so people need to be aware and stop using these products.
Yeah, and in the beginning of the show, I laid out for the audience some information on how these CEOs are just coming out and telling you, we're creating these different products, they're all going to have the mRNA technology in them. And it's interesting, we know that MSM, the mainstream media, is locked up on that, but they're going to be putting it into all kinds of injections and shots. Is there any information that you have that's new based on the documents that you continue to research and look through and that are given to you?
I mean, I can't say. So I have some anecdotal evidence from various sources that are reliable, that they don't have incentive to lie about this. And I personally, you know, recorded the video with the researcher in Australia. We were looking at common brand of dental anesthetic under microscope. She's simply looking as it dries, just a drop of it drying under microscope. And we observed bizarre chemical process, or, you know, the physical chemical process that is not consistent with just being kind of a suspension in water solution of lidocaine. It was clearly a hydrogel. And hydrogels are used in injection in various materials, various medical materials, but they should be disclosed. This wasn't disclosed anywhere. And hydrogels are used to increase stability of a fragile component or increase the circulation time in the body, stability. And so maybe that's why they formulated it this way, but they don't disclose it. Another, some other anecdotal reference was about this found in insulin, common brands of insulin, injectable insulin. So I am becoming very concerned with what's going on with our drug supply, where these things are coming from, why are they not being disclosed, what else is in there. Just like you were discussing with this appeal, there are a lot of the ways that the industry is trying to get around the regulation and the disclosure requirements, and maybe this is one of them. And so that needs to be understood, and again, people need to be really concerned about what's going on.
Yeah, I want to back up a little bit, because you dropped what I think is a bombshell for the public. I personally get hundreds of queries a week on, is it safe to get dental anesthetic? So what most people don't know is that Novocaine, the word Novocaine is really is lidocaine in what is used in dental anesthetics. So you can have a filling or even more invasive work done. And then you just mentioned that you have had some reports, anecdotally, honestly, of these hydrogels being found in insulin. Now, people who are insulin dependent, which is type 1 diabetes, it means that they don't make any insulin at all. So they don't have an option. Type 2s can sometimes be manipulated with other medications, with diet, things like that. So what are people to do who need the insulin, or maybe who have such severe dental work? I mean, is there any recommendation from you or from the other experts that you speak to about this? Because this is very frightening, and the public's on it. They're asking about it.
I think there needs to be more movement toward independent labs and providers testing and verifying what's in those jabs. So, for example, this lidocaine product comes from a company called Septadont. It's a very large distributor of dental products. And they just struck partnership with Moderna recently to be their fill finish supplier. And that makes me really worried. So I don't know, maybe Mike Adams, we can talk to him, and maybe InfoWars can set up a lab. But somebody needs to set up a lab and start testing these products randomly and publishing consumer safety reports. I think this would be extremely, extremely important safety information for people to understand what exactly is in those products.
I think that's really smart. Because when it comes to the COVID shots or these vaccines that people think are vaccines, the public can sometimes distance themselves and say, well, I'm not worried about that because I'm not going to take any more of those shots. But when you know that in the course of normal life, you may need dental work that is invasive enough that you wouldn't be able to tolerate much of it without an anesthetic, or you're getting into insulin, which is life. I mean, this is life or death for type 1 diabetics. What are they to do? There's an urgency to this concern. So I'm glad you suggested that. I mean, and kudos to Mike Adams. I mean, we worked together on the white fibrous clots. He was the only person courageous enough to come forward and do an analysis and then come out and share it. And he's practically begged other scientists all over the world or labs, anyone else, to replicate what he's done and to add to it. And to my knowledge, we both have heard crickets from that. But I asked you recently, we're getting close to the end here, but maybe a quick minute on this, since I'm the one who broke the story worldwide on the white fibrous clots. We've just briefly talked previously about this, that you think that the hydrogel might be part of what the body is using to put together for some people. You know, your work with Team Enigma showed that you don't know what you're getting on any given day. So even if you and your relatives got the shot, you don't know what you're getting. So is the hydrogel, could that be part of the white fibrous clots? Just about a minute before we say goodbye to you.
It's probably a mechanism involved. I think it's a combination of body trying to get rid of it, and it ends up in blood vessels. Among other organs and the ways the body gets rid of this. So we get that sense of, yeah, we shed stuff through skin also, like when people have lesions, and that depends on the person, how their body is going to process it, where this material went. So like some people get lesions and skin cancers and sarcomas and things, like it goes into the bones, and some people probably shed it into the lymph and blood vessels. And part of it is hydrogel, part of it is... it's material that does happen with blood clots. The white blood cells make it, but it's just excessive. Like, so there's so much of it. And, normal blood clot is like a scaffolding of the blood clot, and then it is dissolved when the blood clot is dissolved. But this one, it doesn't dissolve because there's so much of it, it can't. And probably incorporated with the hydrogel, that should, like, a, you know, becomes like a rat's nest, and you can't get rid of it anymore.
Yeah, and as Mike Adams found and reported, it is the furthest thing from human blood or tissue. It is not blood, and it doesn't have blood components. So whatever these clots are. Sasha, continue your great work. Thank you so much for jumping on with me today. It's always fun, and you bring such incredible information, and it gives people more to research and look into and to keep them safe. So I want to thank you so much, and it's Due Diligence and Art on Substack. Don't miss it. Support Sasha's work. And thank you, Sasha, for being here today with me.
Thank you, Dr.
Have a great
day.
Yeah, good to see you. Well, I hope this has been a lot of good, valuable information for you. If you like the work that I do, please watch my show on Band. My shows are uploaded every day, my coffee chats. You can also find me and subscribe as well to my shows on Rumble. That's rumble.com/DrJaneRuby. And, of course, across all of my social media. It's been a great pleasure. Love being back with the crew. Thanks again to Alex Jones for having me. And I believe Owen Schroyer's War Room is up next, so don't go anywhere. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.